We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Did you hear that? Did you hear Kling's update on Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim? I read ESPN. It simply says, Syracuse Boeheim kills a man on highway. Like, you got to be a little
That's
bit more.
It's true, though.
You got to be a little bit more specific.
No, like, you don't.
No. Syracuse Boeheim kills a man on highway.
Click. I want to learn more about that.
I know, but Dear Kling, it was an accident. There was no alcohol, snowy conditions. ESPN kills a man on highway.
But he led with Boeheim killed a man. He didn't say, hey, warning everyone, what I'm about to say, there's no alcohol involved. It was icy conditions, but Jim Boeheim killed the dude last night.
That was a much better update. This is just, if I were Jim, I would want this taken down immediately and explain it. The way that I killed the man. You know what time it is. That was probably not good.
Not the best way.
Hey, Vern!
Show, good morning. The battle for Tobacco Road last night. A stinker.
The final 2.5 seconds run out. And how about them Tar Heels? They come into Cameron Indoor Stadium and knock off number one Duke by the final score of 88-72.
That's courtesy of the North Carolina Tar Heel Radio Network, I think. Vern, this happens to me, I'd say probably the last 5 years or so. Like Duke and Carolina, you know, no matter how you slice it, Louisville, Kentucky, whoever else wants to, Wichita State, Cincinnati, whoever else wants to say it. Like, Duke Carolina is obviously the premier rivalry in college basketball. And every time, every year, I watch it. Sometimes they play 2 times a year. Sometimes they play 3 times a year in the ACC tournament or tournament. Every time I watch it, I think this is going to be the time. This is going to be the year where, as a Kansas fan, I really start to miss playing Missouri. And I thought with all the hype that was going on, because I can remember when I was in high school, when I was in college, like this was MUKU, the 2 times they played every year where they play in Hearns or Page Arena, where we play at the Fieldhouse. Like every year I would be, this would be like the biggest day. I would never get anything done work. Anything done at school, at work. I was so amped about this. I felt like, you know, maybe when I watch these games and the buildup, I would get there. Still doesn't get me there. Like, I still don't get angry. I mean, it'd be nice if Kansas and Missouri played every year. That was, like, my memory of growing up, that was, like, a special time for me. But it is... I don't miss it. Like last year, that fake game they did for the hurricane relief, Vern, did nothing for me. Nothing whatsoever. And I just kind of figure every year when I watch Carolina Duke, it would get the juices flowing where I'd be like, you know what? I miss, you know, tough games when Corey Tate beat Kansas in triple overtime when they were 34-1 with the best team I've ever seen, or when Thomas Robinson gets the final block. But even watching other rivalry games doesn't get me to that place.
I'm not trying to kill this discussion, but I do need to be honest with you right out of the gate. And this is unfair, but I know I speak for a lot of people. This is unfair. You've done nothing to deserve this. But whenever you talk about this rivalry, because it's prefaced by I'm the Kansas fan, it does sound as if you're taking a shot at Missouri. I know you're not, but it just comes across that way that you're taking a shot at Missouri. Because the reason why you don't miss the rivalry is because Mizzou's trash. in basketball right now. Why would the Cardinals wouldn't miss playing the Royals if that interleague rivalry ended, because they have other teams that they're more concerned with. I think about it quite often. I wish I was able to be here in the midst of the KU-MU rivalry. I wish it would come back. I would love to be a part of it. I think you should want it maybe a little bit more than it sounds like you do, because as you look around the Big 12 currently, it's tough to get up for. It's obviously easy to get up for a game. You're rooting on your favorite team, but I'm talking about a pure hatred for the opposition. I find it hard to believe that you as a Kansas fan hate anyone in the Big 12.
No, no, and I thought, I'm with you. I thought that would be the case. Listen, first off, to address your first point, it doesn't have to anything to do with how good or bad Missouri is. Missouri has never been on Kansas's level, ever. That didn't mean that there wasn't a intensity or a love to watch those two play. Like, they've never been on the same level. They haven't been even. But I don't know. Like, yeah, there. I thought there would be an intensity of hatred to be like, you
but
know,
if they
yes,
were good
there,
now, wouldn't you say
no.
I would love
no.
that matchup?
No, like,
and you're not coming from a place like Bill
no.
Self, where I'm not trying to give them any spotlight. You're not coming from that place, are you?
I would say there maybe is a bit of you made the decision and chose to leave, and I think that maybe that plays a part in it. But no, I just like I don't watch Duke Carolina. Like I thought this would be it for me. I don't watch Duke Carolina and then get jealous and think to myself, man, I miss the MUKU rivalry. Just me personally. I know Bob is a KU fan. It may be different for him. I know Carrington is a Missouri fan. It may be different. But for me, it does not take me there. It does not take me in a place that sometimes I think, like, because I could remember when David Padgett hit the final shot to close down Hearn Center. Like, I could remember great moments growing up, but I just don't miss it. And I don't ever, like, it doesn't come up in me in that way. And I don't know. I guess I'm kind of with you. I kind of wish it did, because I can remember the lead up. Now, I'm not going to say the president ever showed up at a Missouri-Kansas game, but I can remember the lead up of certain games, certain days. I can remember when Kansas, when they had Drew Goodnick Collison, and they were about to play Arthur Johnson and that MU team. Like, I can remember all day leading up. And there's a time where you kind of miss that, but I
don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the president could have shown up. I mean, a Michael Porter Jr. Mizzou team taking on a top 10 KU team.
But that's another
one. That brings you to the stadium.
That team was good last year. It didn't, like, honestly, it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Like, it
to me, there's just a want to see hatred, and I never really get a chance to see KU hate someone. All I get to see them, from my vantage point, is look down upon everyone. So, yeah, I'd like to see real hatred. Because even on the football field, you don't hate anyone because they're normally kicking your head in.
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah, I don't know. I think every year this will be the year, Vern. This will be the year. I'm watching. I'm like, God, man, I kind of want to see that. It doesn't get me.
You actually just had something thrown on the court by a Bulldog fan. Wow.
So Weatherspoon missed the free throw.
Wow.
A stuffed animal came out of the crowd.
Stuffed animal.
And they could decide to utilize a technical foul here.
They certainly should. I mean, the fact that it happened while he was shooting, that it was behind Quindary Weatherspoon, but it did happen while he was shooting the basketball. I think you have to call a technical foul here.
And Steven Anderson just giving us the indication that's exactly what he's going to do.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. 67-67, 0.5 seconds left in the game. Texas A&M is at the free throw line. A Georgia fan throws a stuffed animal at the free throw shooter. They're charged a technical foul. The technical foul free throw is good. Texas A&M wins in Athens because of that technical foul. Georgia falls to 1-12 in the SEC with that loss. Therefore, in my mind, knowing the college that I went to and how bad we were at athletics, the kid that threw that stuffed animal partied his ass off last night and was probably
really?
Treated like a star in Athens.
You don't feel like it was a Bartman thing?
No. I don't think you care. College kids don't care about a team that's 1-12 in the SEC. No, that kid went to whatever fraternity or house party was going on that night, got a free cup, and got after it last night, and at the end of the night, cleaned up as well. He had a nice night.
Oh, you think he got some ass out of this? You think he had some ass thrown his way out
no
of this?
No question. You're a star. You're a star when you do something stupid like that.
That it's better idiotic. Not be right. That better not
it's
be
It's college.
Right.
They're all idiots when you're in college. You, I was an idiot hold
on, sir. You think he had the time of his life last night? You think him losing the basketball game,
yes.
He got some ass. He had a great time. He's a hero. They'll never forget Ralph Jones, I believe is his name.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to.
I don't think he regrets that for a second. And I think that he was running around showing everybody the video clip, like looking how the showing everybody how it went viral on Twitter. And yes, he had a hell of a night.
Unless he went to jail.
Which, that could change.
I don't know if my man's in jail. If he's not in jail.
He had the time of his
time
life.
Time of his life.
Continuing
last night.
It through the weekend, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. Look, everyone has a short attention span. I don't know if someone else is going to do something cool. But in the eyes of idiotic college kids like myself at that time.
This will be the worst thing to happen. This is terrible.
Oh, if it's not smart.
If it's true, if he's become a folk hero, a hero in Athens, this is terrible. This is just the equivalent of Teen Mom. Those girls getting pregnant and getting on a television show. And then other women and other girls in their teenage years felt like they want to get pregnant to get on the television show because they were able to reap so much money from it and fame.
Did that happen?
Yes. There are a lot of girls and teenagers who decided to get pregnant on purpose so they could get on Teen Mom.
Purposely pregnant?
Yes.
To be on Teen Mom?
It became a thing because...
That's awful.
But yes. And it's a bad precedent. If this guy's going to be a star, well, hell, he's no different than Farrah.
He's very much different. Wasn't she in a porno?
To start, she had gotten pregnant, and then she other girls behind her tried to do it. And
how
not,
is this?
And not and,
well, then
not
she
everybody
decided to do porn,
and not all of them then made it on Teen Mom. See, not all of them would be folk heroes. If a guy down in Iowa State did it, he might go to jail and get shunned from the school, and not get on Teen Mom, and not be a folk hero. This will be the worst thing. This precedent can't be made. We can't have Farrah's walking around here.
I can't recover from that. I'm on the mat. I'm dazed. I'm confused. I don't know what you did.
I bet he got a girl pregnant last night.
Oh, God. Serta sobers you up real quick.
He really does. Golly. I'm telling you, don't do what Ralph Jones did.
No, I agree with that, but...
You think he's a folk hero? He got ass thrown his way? There's probably some people around the country thinking, well, I can do it too. Just like there were some girls in their bedrooms thinking, Caitlin did it. Farrah did it.
How many? You know their names? I got the first one.
Macy did it.
Because wasn't that first one? Didn't Binkley have
Amber
on the radio?
Portwood did it. I could make money. Then they started a Teen Mom too. Even more coming up. We've already lost it at 10.
Do you
12.
Have their names, Teen Mom 2?
Janelle.
Oh, my God, stop.
Janelle? Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's sad.